Thank you to Joey Chestnut. Thank you to Mike North. And thank you to Connor McKnight for joining us today. Thank you to Charlie Bevins for producing the show. Crosstalk is brought to you by Club Hawthorne. Put a little more action into your weekend at one of Hawthorne's 16 newly remodeled betting bars, or bet the races from home or on the go with the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. It's time for Crosstalk.
And then what did you do to this microphone?
I came in and it was limp like that.
I had it positioned
perfectly.
Now it's limp. Now it's back up.
And then it went, I don't know what happened to it. I came in and it was loose. As they say in the biz, it was a loose mic. We got a loose mic.
Hold on.
No, that's not going to do it. It's not that part of the arm that's loose. Okay. It's this part right here. That part's loose. I don't know what it is.
I think Sylvie's a little stressed because Durant's still out there. I mean, I think he's stressed about the Bulls in general.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like
not enough is being done, Jesse.
Unless
I believe AK is rubbing his hands in a secret lab in the back of the Advocate Center, and he's got like this big plan working.
I don't want to run it back.
I had it in a good position, and you want this one?
No, it's okay. God.
Go ahead, that's not going to work. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000 to watch Sylvie play with his mic.
That thing keeps going limp.
Yeah. Blue Chew. Promo code ESPN, bluechew.com.
You heard the Bulls news.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Got your dauber down and your mic down.
I mean, Sylvie's like a lot of people. You just don't want to run it back and cross your fingers for good health. You want more than that.
Let me ask you guys a question. Boston went to the NBA Finals. They were up 2-1 in the NBA Finals. Are they running it back?
No.
They went up.
They're getting better.
They needed a point guard who didn't turn the ball over, and that's exactly what they got. And that's what you need. Like, you need a front office. And don't just tell me that Andre Drummond is going to do that, because that's not the answer.
That is not the answer. You know me, I'm kind of obsessed with three-point shooting for this team. They don't have it.
They don't have it? It's just like what you said about the White Sox and the left-handed bat. You're absolutely right. I mean,
you really can't win without it.
They don't have a real shooter on the team. Io's a guy who can shoot, but like you said, on a limited basis. Caruso can hit some threes. You know, Derek Jones, who they just brought back, can hit an open corner three, but you would not look at any of those guys as a three-point shooter.
And I like Lonzo Ball's decision-making from back there, but that's why they were last in attempts.
He's one of their best.
They're last in attempts because they're really not three-point shooters. They can make them. Look, if you're in the NBA, you pretty much, unless you're a big, big man, you pretty much can hit a three once in a while, but they don't have a three-point specialist.
Zach was deferring at the end of the year and most of the second half because of his knee. You've got Lonzo, who's supposed to be your three-point shooting guy, and he was one of your three-point shooters, and he was out. Kobe couldn't hit a three to save his life in the second half of the season. So, I mean, you need a lot of things to come together, and I know just... What are you doing?
You're going to have to be on your knees for this.
I had it.
Don't say that.
Yeah. I had it.
You watch your mouth over there. Get on my knees. What are you talking about?
Because the microphone is at that level.
I had it set up nicely, and then you had to... But now you got to move it up, though. There you go.
He really misses Waddle. He really misses
Waddle. Well, I mean, who has worked here?
Is it Hoodie? Because Hoodie usually doesn't sit here, and this seems to be a this week problem.
I don't know if the
does Hoodie twist his microphone?
I don't know. Hoodie, ask the Twitch viewers.
I think I got it.
There you go. Now don't touch it.
Yeah, I'm not touching it.
Now you got 4 hours.
I got four hours. It's ridiculous, right? Security guards looking at me now. Security has come to the scene of my limp microphone. And then Jesse telling me to get on my knees.
To do the show. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do to stay in the air.
Look, they don't have room to do a lot, but you still want them to be aggressive, and the only way that's going to happen is a trade.
Right.
So you either have to wait for the off players that are out
the leftovers.
The leftovers from this Durant trade, or you go make a play for Gobert. And that has kind of been pushed, you know, the fire's been put out on that, but you might have to revisit that.
Well, I think Cowley tweeted the Bulls did put a call to Brooklyn, but I mean, 28 teams may have put a call into Brooklyn.
Right. Half the league, they're saying.
Maybe AK is working on that right now. When that doesn't happen, then you do what Adam just said. You get the leftovers.
Did you guys hear the Windhorse stuff from this morning on First Take?
I saw it,
I was just texting Courtney Cronin about it. Listen, Jesse, have you heard this?
No.
I want you to see. And this is burnt Twitter to the ground today, okay? Because you try to figure out what he's trying to say. I texted Courtney Cronin, who's our Bears reporter, did great work on First Take all week. this week and listen to her try to get Windhorst to come up with the answers. So he's hinting at something that he probably can't say fully on First Take. But like this is it reminded me of like watching an end of a Netflix show where they completely leave you with a cliffhanger at the end of the season. And it could be one of those that never get answered. Remember like Sopranos when the Russians came and they're running through the woods? And then did we ever see the return of the Russians again?
No. Never did.
Never.
Never.
And I think that's what this Windhorst thing is. Do you have it, Tyler? This is 2 minutes long.
I want to hear it.
Try to follow this. He's hinting at something. I want you to see if you could speak Windhorst, and what the hell is he hinting?
I'm going to tell you something happened yesterday. The league executives are wondering what the heck it means, and it happened within 5 minutes. In fact, Adrian, the tweet right before, Adrian tweeted about Durant. He tweeted something else. It was a trade yesterday between the Utah Jazz and the Brooklyn Nets. It's a very strange trade. Very strange trade. And you'd really have to be a Jazz or a Nets fan to even know what I'm talking about right now.
Okay.
I don't even know if you guys know what I'm talking about.
I have notifications for this.
Royce O'Neal, who is a role-playing three-point defensive shooter, to Brooklyn for a future first-round draft pick. And so you're going, well, what do you care about Royce O'Neal? Why does that matter? Why would the Jazz do that? Why would the Jazz, who have two stars on their roster, take a player who's one of their starters and best defensive players and trade him in a salary dumping move? Why would they do that?
To open up space to try to land Kevin?
No.
Part of a three-team trade?
You say, why did Quinn Snyder walk away from that job?
Okay.
And you say,
okay.
When Danny Ainge, last time he hired a coach, which was Brad Stevens.
Right.
What happened that same year? What did he do when he hired this young coach who'd never coached the NBA before? And he gave him a long contract, gave Brad Stevens a six-year contract. Will Hardy, who they just hired, who was, you know, going to potentially be a great young coach, they gave him a five-year contract. Very rare for a first-time head coach to get a five-year contract. Why? What's going on in Utah?
What's going on?
And that's what people in the league are watching right now.
Okay.
What's going on in Utah?
Okay.
And so I think the Brooklyn Nets and Phoenix Suns need to find out what's going on in Utah as well. Because what else happened that first year that Brad Stevens got hired? Danny Ainge traded Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce. So that trade, that Royce Young trade yesterday, was a very strange trade.
That's it.
You can tell Courtney's just like,
oh,
what?
My God. People have set this to music now, too, where it's like a buildup. And I don't know if he's just saying that he gave another coach a long contract, which means he's about to blow it all up and trade Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, maybe in two separate trades. I don't know. But he sure the hell asked a lot of questions and didn't give us one damn answer.
Well, if you go back even further, Donovan Mitchell was not happy with the way the organization was being run. They fired the coach, and that's when you start. That's when the rumors for Gobert started, because the rumor is that they don't get along, that Gobert and Donovan Mitchell don't get along. Ever since the whole the start of COVID, when Gobert coughed all over the microphones and essentially started the spread of COVID throughout the NBA, at least through the Jazz locker room.
He started COVID in sports.
Yeah, he basically...
He's responsible for COVID in sports.
Yeah, he gave it to everybody in sport. And so from then on, him and Donovan Mitchell haven't been friends. So maybe the front office is saying, hey, you don't like the way the front office is being run. Well, we like better players than you, and maybe we'll start over without you. Or we're saying, hey, you like Will Hardy, so we're hiring him. He wanted to be a part of the hiring process. Donovan Mitchell wanted to be a part of the coaching hiring process. So if that's true, and he had a say in Will Hardy, and he likes Will Hardy, then maybe they're getting rid of everyone to try to do this salary dump to then bring in... I know Windhorst said no to Kevin Durant. He said no to a little too quickly for my liking.
Well,
so maybe they are trying to move pieces around to try to acquire Kevin Durant.
See, I think it's the former, not the latter. I went into it thinking this had to do with Kevin Durant, but I'm coming out of it thinking it has to do with breaking up Utah.
Right. Because of the tenure that he's giving the coach.
Yes.
And that Brad Stevens had to get rid of his two best players when he took over.
Right. And he just traded one good player.
But then they worked it, and they got Tatum, and they got Brown, and then... you know, eventually they got good.
I mean, this is maybe naive, but if you were making room for Durant, why wouldn't you do that within the trade for Royce O'Neal? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like, you already traded him one. You made one trade with them. You're waiting to do another.
Well, if you remember what they did, what the Celtics did, is they got a crap ton of picks for everyone.
Right.
And they just started amassing picks. And they had no problem just trading people. And they kept on acquiring more picks and more picks.
That's
more
what everyone
picks.
Talked about. Remember the Brooklyn picks. These picks that the Celtics have.
Yeah.
And hey, are you going to trade this guy for the Brooklyn picks? I think there was a Jimmy rumor at one time that Danny Ainge wanted. And before they eventually trade him, like, there was a lot of talk about the Bulls getting those picks.
So maybe the move is a three-team deal that sends Durant and Mitchell somewhere or Durant and Gobert somewhere for a haul of picks.
Well, that would be the three-team move. But the reason Windhorst says no one was thinking about this is because this trade happened at the same time Durant is asking for a trade. So nobody really is thinking about Utah breaking up their team while Durant's asking for a trade. That's why it went under the radar.
Well, Windhorst did the equivalent of the spinning on the bat game at between quarters at the Bulls game, where you have to spin with we made Charlie do that up in the office. You have to spin 10 times around in a circle with the baseball bat on your forehead, and then you have to grab the basketball and try to make a layup.
Yeah.
And that's basically what Brian Windhorst did to all of us. He spun us around 10 times with no eventual destination.
Yeah, but I get where he's going. I mean, forget about the trade yesterday. You hired a first-time coach with a supposedly contending team.
But it's a very strange trade, Jesse.
Well, now that I think about it, I guess it is. But I didn't think about it before. But it doesn't really impact Durant, in my opinion. I mean, at least initially. There could be some fallout from all of this, but I think these are two different things. Durant trade and Utah dumping.
If you see a team like the Jazz or any other team start to unload starters and start to cash dump, it is to acquire Durant and someone else. Because Durant's not coming, like, we keep saying, oh, we'll trade everybody that's not Zach LaVine because you want Zach, because Durant wouldn't come here unless Zach LaVine's here.
Right.
Same with the Phoenix Suns. Oh, well, they could just trade Booker. Well, he's not going to the Suns if Booker's not there. Like, he's not going to a team by himself.
Granted, but doesn't it seem like more of a starting over than getting ready to acquire Durant? That's the whole Brad Stevens thing.
Well,
now you're circling back to Utah, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean by Utah. You're indicating that they might be getting ready to bring Durant in.
I'm saying that Windhorst said no a little too fast.
Oh.
He said everything very slowly in that 2 minutes, except for no, when Courtney asked him about Durant.
But why would he be coy about it?
Because he's coy about everything.
It was so weird.
It was.
He's Windhorst.
I texted Courtney and I said, hey, do you, I go, what the happened on the set today? Do you have any idea what he was talking about? She still doesn't know what happened. No. None of them.
Well, that's what I'm getting. But was the conversation about Durant that led into that? That was out of the blue?
Listen, Windhorst has been putting out rumors for the last couple of days. Like yesterday, I remember him sitting there and just looking broken about a potential Lakers package that would involve trading for Durant
and Kyrie. Right.
And he was like, he couldn't believe it. He was sitting there, he's like, I'm being told that the Lakers have a package that would involve trading for. He's like, I don't know what they can trade.
Yeah,
but
this is.
They'll trade. They've got something cooking.
With the hand, like, okay. With the hand gestures that he's been making.
Yeah, with the hand when he's sitting there, he's
just
like,
exasperated.
So funny.
This is why the NBA is fun.
Yeah, it is.
It just delivers. Like, we don't know in baseball with hot stove. We don't know with off-season stuff. Like, the one thing you can always count on with the NBA is drama and big trades happening.
And I'm sick of not being a part of it, though.
And I feel like everyone knows these players. Even, I'm no NBA guy. Baseball's my thing. But, you know what I mean? Like, there's only a handful of stars, meaning a few dozen, but we all know who they are.
Yeah,
you know,
I want to be in the mix. Like, I thought that I'm not saying that AK and Mark Eversley aren't doing anything, but I want to be in these rumors. Like, the point of bringing in AK and Mark Eversley was that AK had such a good relationship with all of these players, and everybody knew that AK was good with players. And Mark Eversley had all of his connections through Nike because he used to work for Nike.
Sure.
And had all these connections. And the point was that when the next disgruntled superstar that we keep saying, whoever it is, insert disgruntled superstar here, was that the Bulls were always going to be in the mix until they landed one. So when Durant comes out and says, or it was reported, that he wants a trade to Miami and Phoenix, I wanted it to say Miami, Phoenix, Chicago.
We're not quite there yet. We're not quite there as a destination, I don't think.
What's going to make you there?
DeMar made it a destination.
DeMar's supposed to make it a destination. Zach LaVine is supposed to make it a destination.
This is why I'm sipping the Kool-Aid on a Friday going into a holiday weekend, saying that I believe AK's got to be in the back room with something bigger. Well, he cannot think bringing in Drummond, re-signing Derek Jones,
it's not enough.
Is going to make the Bulls better. Like, the Celtics have gotten better. They're already better than the Bulls. Milwaukee's way better than the Bulls. 76ers. Other teams are chasing the Bulls and could be as good as the Bulls.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
So I don't believe they can look at this team and say, we're good and we're just going to battle again with Vooch in his last year.
I don't think he is. I think we all know he's savvy enough not to think that. I mean, what GM just wants to stand pat and hope for health? That's not being aggressive. That's not forward thinking.
It is the Jerry plan. We've seen the Jerry plan executed once.
But Michael Reinsdorf has said that they'd be willing to go into the luxury tax if it means competing for a championship. And that would Durant would be competing for a championship.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. So, what about this? You mentioned Eversley. Yeah. Is there any chance if they blow it up in Brooklyn that we see Ben Simmons on the move, who Eversley was a part of? Wasn't Eversley a part of that front office when they drafted him?
Yeah. But
Zach LaVine, your point guard, has some knee issue questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the fallout. Like, right. You don't get Durant, there's some shrapnel there to
be playing, though,
to get hit with.
I mean, I don't know. Is he playing? Is he not playing? What's he doing?
I don't know.
You like to fan the flames of social media intrigue. Did you see the Zach LaVine video?
I loved it, yeah.
Okay, did you notice something?
Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
Oh, was Vooch not there?
Vooch was not in it.
All right, let's go!
Obviously, Clutch made it, right? So you had...
Obviously,
LaVine was in it, right?
Right.
So you had... DeRozan was in it?
And was Lonzo.
Lonzo was in it?
With questionable health.
Caruso was in it.
Yeah.
AK was in it.
Yeah.
Billy Donovan was in it. And Benny the Bull was in it. Vooch was not in the video. Vooch is a starter.
That is, you are the king of conspiracy.
I'm not saying anything. I noticed it. Did someone else? No, he posted the video. I noticed it right away.
That's a good scoop, bro. I'm going with it.
I had to rewind it like four times just to make sure.
Let's go.
Clutch Sports knows.
They're on the phone looking for deals.
It's them.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying that there's a reason. There may not be a reason. I don't know.
At center for the Brooklyn Nets.
For some reason, why isn't Vooch? He's a starter on the team. Why isn't he in the video? You've got a guy that hasn't played in half a year and a guy who also missed half a year combined in Caruso.
Yes.
It's
a done deal. Adam Abdallah is reporting that Vooch will not be a member of the 2022-23 Bulls.
I love Benny the Bull, but the damn mascot's in the video.
He's the best mascot.
I get that. But you've got,
according to Mason Silverman, of course.
The president of basketball operations is in the video.
Jesse, when we had Fat Benny running around town in the mid-90s, while the Bulls were the dynasty, we didn't need this fat, plump, like just hip-shaking. Meantime, they had the gorilla in Phoenix doing dunks and flying from the ceiling, and I always dreamt about one day having an athletic do-everything mascot. Benny the Bull has turned into that.
They had two of them, though, at one point, right?
It was Dubbull.
And Dubbull got in trouble with the law, busted with drugs.
Now he's opened a dispensary right down the street on Madison. It's legal now. I think the Bull came back. They brought him back.
Did they?
For Benny's birthday this past year.
Yeah.
Out of the blue.
High as a kite, though.
All right, so you heard it, Chicago. Adam Abdallah is reporting that Vooch will not be returning because of his Zach LaVine return
Clutch
video.
Sports agency I'm video.
Saying. I'm just well, saying.
Rich Paul knows.
I'm
Adele
just
knows.
If anybody knows, it's
Adele.
Them.
Adele knows.
Adele knows.
If anybody knows, it's them.
I'm just saying it's the first thing I noticed. I rewound it a couple times just to make sure. I'm like, I didn't see Vooch
that
in that video.
That is great. You better... If I watch it again and I see Vooch, I'm going to be pissed at you.
No, Vooch is not in it. I made sure. Vooch is not in it unless he reposted or something. But the video that I posted this morning...
He redoes the video with Vooch in it.
Is that Vooch was not in the video.
Despondent.
Abdallah gets the... what is hockey? You get the 3 stars when you're the star of the night?
Yeah.
3 stars, 2 stars, 1 star. But the 3 stars represents the best player, right?
I don't know. Does it?
Is it the number one star?
Number one star. Number one star.
I always work myself into...
It's 3-2-1.
Having 3 stars is better than... than having one star.
Yeah, but, it's
but you're the number one star. The number one star in the last 24 hours is Abdallah with the Joey Chestnut interview, yeah. The Walk with an Egyptian video with Jay Cutler, and now him uncovering the Vooch.
He's 3-2-1.
Yes.
Thank he's 3-2-1.
Yeah, yeah.
Just now remember. You need to sit down and do an interview with Luke Stuckmeyer.
Well, when Vooch is on the roster opening night, don't come after me and say I was wrong. I just noticed something in a video. That's all I did. That's just awesome. Reading the tea leaves.
So, all right. So we will be all over NBA free agency. And Jesse's going to be sitting with me for the first couple hours. Robert Mays with some football to get you into your weekend and fun.
26 days away from training camp. Yeah. We're in July. This is training camp month now.
This is it.
Enjoy your 4th of July. Summer's over.
If you've not heard Mays and listen to his pod, he's awesome. He's a Chicago guy. He's a Bears fan. He knows the entire league. He'll take calls, too. But with Jesse, here's what I want to do from Bulls fans. Do you believe AK is working on something bigger? If not, have the Bulls done enough? And where are they? And do you believe Zach LaVine will play into the max deal? Because a lot of people say, well, Zach's not a max guy. It's not about what he is up until this point. It's about what he will be under this deal. Remember, it's never about what past performance was. You make your money for what you could be.
I saw you tweet that out, and it is a good point. He's already taken a step. If he really does take that next step, I will be the guy that be like, yeah, you know what? He does deserve it.
He outplayed the 4-year, 80-some million dollar deal now. And like Jimmy, it is time for him to play into the $215 million.
Especially if he's healthy. Remember, we crushed that deal.
I know.
And thought it was too much money for LaVine.
He did. Give LaVine, I'll give LaVine credit on multiple steps here, and then we'll get into it. But I'm asking for more.
Yeah,
I think we all need to ask for more.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would say I looked at his career numbers. That's not the right way to do it because his numbers are so much better with the Bulls than with Minnesota.
Sure.
You want to look at his Bulls career? Pretty damn good so far. I will say that.
Become a superstar.
Yeah.
Become the guy that when Zach LaVine comes to town, people are buying tickets for. That's what I want him to become.
Yes. So we'll discuss that. We'll come up next. You got anybody else to thank or anything like that?
No, that's okay. It. That's
have a good
it.
Weekend,
that's
Adam.
It. You guys good too. Good to see you, yeah, you as well. You as well. Happy 4th of July, everybody.
And it's a free ticket Friday. We'll give away our first pair of tickets in a half hour from now.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
You know what? I'm not leaving.
And you say Shy City.
I'm not leaving. The show goes on.
It's terrific. Zach LaVine on Instagram posted the video from Wolf of Wall Street, and then they dubbed in his face on the microphone. Not leaving, making Chicago his home. 5-year, $215 million max deal with a player option for the 5th year. And he's back. And now the expectations rise. And it's always about, like, whenever you have a 33-year-old player who has done well, you don't pay him for what he did for his 28 through 33-year-old seasons. But now when you have a 28-year-old player, you're hopefully paying him for what he has shown you and what you believe that will lead to with future success.
Let's start with health. I hope that knee is all cleaned up and he's ready to rock and roll. Because he's not the same player when he can't fly, when he can't move the way he does. That's a guy, from my perspective, that should be getting to the line 10 to 15 times a night the way he drives, putting up 20-plus points. You know, his career, he's under 20, but over 20 since becoming a Bull. It's time to even elevate a little bit more. Now, he's not going to go from, you know, what he is to Michael Jordan status, but what he is to another level.
There's
one more level.
We've seen this with multiple players where we think that there are no more, like, reaching ceilings for players. Players have shown us who we have always sort of put in a box and said, no, he's this. And we find out that they go to work in the offseason. And Zach, I'm going to give Zach a ton of credit. He's worked out with his dad for many, many years. He's posted these videos. He's worked his ass off. And he's become better. He's increased his shooting. I want him to go back into the lab, and I want him to get better with his ball handling. Maybe the thumb had something to do with it. I know it was a big emphasis. What I need Zach to do is not turn the ball over so much, not get sloppy with the handles. And the second part, Jesse, is in the fourth quarter, in
crunch time.
Crunch time.
Yeah.
I don't want Zach to disappear into the corner and wait for the basketball. I need Zach to force the action. I want Zach and DeMar to figure out how to share the basketball, how many teams with many different good players can do it, whether it's Tatum and Brown, you know, whether it's what they've got going in Phoenix at the end of games with Chris Paul and Devin Booker, all the teams with two good players. I need Zach to be a win because of guy, and you sort of hinted it, but fourth quarter Zach. I need Zach to score 8-10 points in closing out a fourth quarter and win that game. So many of these games come down to the fourth quarter.
I'm more about the first three quarters. You kind of mentioned it. Maybe just clean up his game. Not a little less sloppy, a little bit better ball handler. That's the part that's like, you know me, I would text you like, he's out of control, you know? But I would say that about Russell Westbrook at times. I'm not saying they're not highly talented, but it can be frustrating. Now you're getting paid big, big, big money.
Sure.
So it's okay for me to be frustrated, even though you're really good.
And I've always said this. The price tag changes your expectations on things.
It's just the way it works.
I said it's a way of the world. When you go in and you love Chick-fil-A, I've always used the comp.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Chick-fil-A nuggets. If they're $50... are you going to be loving the Chick-fil-A nuggets so much?
Look, the Cubs paid an awful lot for a speech. If he was making a lot less, we would be fine with the speech. You know, I mean, $100 million for the speech or $80 million for the speech instead of $184.
I threw this out there before. Would you wish... did I ask you this?
No, I don't think so.
Would you rather? If you're a Cubs fan, would you have rather the Jason Hayward deal never happen and you chance what happens in 16 and beyond? With no guarantee of winning the World Series or knowing that you signed him for 7 years and that they did win in 16.
I take the first one because...
really? You would take the...
that was a good enough group. Somebody else would have stepped up, I'm sure. Or maybe they still win without a speech. We have no idea. So I would take the first one because, remember, if Ricketts shut off the faucet a little bit, I'm sure Jason Hayward was on his mind.
Sure.
So
he's probably evidence number one.
Right. So a lot of things happened because they signed Jason Hayward, including a lot of, you know, unproductivity from him.
Right.
So, yeah, I would take the first option.
It's why I'm critical of Vooch. It's why I was so critical of Boozer for all the money he cost the Bulls. And I think the expectation should go up for Zach, and he should be asked to get better. He's 28.
Yeah,
that's prime. I'm glad to hear you
say that. I'm glad to hear you say that because I've been a little bit of a hater, but I don't follow it the same way you do. But you're putting it in perspective. Yeah, he's a fine player. He needs to be better now that he's being paid this.
So I'm happy, and I did the poll question on Zach LaVine simply. Are you happy Zach LaVine was signed to a $215 million max deal? And I'm asking this to Bulls fans. It's our Drive Toyota Twitter poll of the day. You can vote it at Waddle and Sylvie on my Twitter handle. What do you believe the percentage is saying yes, that they're happy?
Well over 50%, so 75.
Yeah, you hit it.
Yeah,
well, look at you, Mr. Bulls. Did you cheat? Bulls.
No, I swear to God, I did not cheat.
75.2% of over 2,500 votes say yes, they are happy. And I'm in that group. I am happy. I want to see more. I'm going to ask for a lot. You know, too much is, what's the phrase? Too much is given.
Too much is expected or something.
Yeah, something, whatever that phrase is.
Exactly.
What does Yurko use? All these stupid. What's the crown statement?
I like the don't confuse activity with accomplishment. I always like that one. You know, you've
wait. What
you
is the
busy.
Heavy that wears the crown? He is heavy the who wears the crown.
That sounds right.
Does that sound
that
right?
Yeah.
I mean, Chris Bryant. I wanted Chris. Right. Like he raised the expectations. I wanted Chris Bryant to continue to produce.
But that I guess 75%. Because I was thinking I'm in the minority in terms of just in general. I probably criticize Zach more than three out of four people probably really like Zach, and one out of four are kind of like, and I, in the past, I've been that one out of four, but I'm happy they re-signed him because what was the alternative? Which if you pointed out to me often.
You lose him and you've got nothing. Yeah, then what?
I agree with that because I had a fun season watching that team at least repeat that and get a little bit better, hopefully.
Now the question becomes, what's AK doing behind the scenes? If this is it, is this enough and what are they? Will you be upset? 312-332-3776. Have you talked to C-Red Fred before?
Yes, I have.
C-Red Fred, say hi to Jesse Rogers again.
Jesse, how you doing, brother?
Good, Fred.
Good to talk to you, my friend.
I hear you on the air all the time with these guys. It's always something interesting. What do you think today?
Wait, hold on. Everybody, hold on just a second. It is not always something interesting. It could be sometimes interesting with Fred.
You hear that, Fred, taking shots at you before you even open your mouth.
Yeah, how dare you? But regardless, Jesse, did I just hear you criticize Dak for a lack of free throws? Is that what you just said?
No, I'm saying he's a guy that should be at that line max amount every game because he can drive and he can draw that foul. We've seen it.
And he can get to the hoop anytime he wants.
Right, anytime he wants. He doesn't always do it, though, but mostly maybe because he was hurt at times.
He's top 20 in the league. He's 20th in the league in free throw attempts.
Yeah, that's great.
He's a 50-40-90. He's got 50-40-90 ability. 50% from the field, 40% from three, 90% at the line. You can count on one hand the amount of players in this league with that ability. He's about to take it up another level. If any of you listening don't like it, you can pound sand. I'm all on board on deck. Now we got to get to
hold on here. Do we have a break? No, I don't want you to get got. Do you have something?
Adrian Wojnarowski.
Hold on. Let me confirm this.
I'm just giving you. I got my tweet deck up.
Yeah, we have breaking news here, Fred. News. I'm going to burst your bubble.
Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is from the real Woj, right? We're not getting got here.
This is real Woj, yep.
So Rudy Gobert is indeed being traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
No!
Having C. Fred Red on live when that's announced is entertaining enough.
And on his call description, for those who watch on Twitch, you could see, I think, faintly, we put everyone's name, the city they're from, and on the bottom, like, sort of what they may want to talk about.
Subject matter.
And it says, C. Red Fred, good news, getting Gobert, says he has his sources. And as Woj just dropped, Rudy Gobert is being traded to the Minnesota Timberwolves.
And this is what Windhorse kind of intimated, a breaking up of the Utah Jazz may be underway.
Why couldn't he just say that then? Why couldn't Windhorse just go on and say, you know what you could be hearing is that they're breaking up the Utah Jazz.
Instead
of talking for 2 minutes about Danny Ainge and different contracts and stuff.
Oh, Fred, I'm sorry, pal.
Well, this is arguably the most devastating news I've had in a couple of years. I mean, this guy is a 3-time defensive player of the year. I'm just going to say this right now because this is a huge mistake. DeMar, Zach Caruso, Lonzo, and Rudy, that was a perfect combination of defense and shooting that could have devastated any team in this unsuspecting league. And he's going to Minnesota. Why? Why? God, this is awful.
Are you losing faith in AK as we speak?
I thought for certain. I have sources. I have sources all over the league, and I thought for certain. I knew this was going to happen. I knew
you don't have any. You don't have one source around the league
right now.
I've got periodicals I read. They're sources and everything. I'm a mover and a shaker. I know
some periodicals these days.
I've heard that word in itself in 10 years.
I knew this was coming. They were going to move him. Why were the Bulls not involved in this? And I got to say one more thing. To all you Bulls that are telling me that we need more cohesion or more time, Vucevic last year shot 80%, had wide open threes, 80% of his shots, according to NBA.com. That means no defender within 6 feet. You tell me continuity is going to help him suddenly start hitting wide open three-pointers?
Right, in the last year of his deal. These aren't the Celtics with the two stars in their mid-20s. You have DeMar, who's 33.
Right.
You have Vooch, who's in the last year of his deal and in his 30s. Yep. That's why I don't believe that they could grow together and play well. But I don't believe, like, just keeping this team, they're magically going to get better.
I think it's premature to say you're losing faith in AK. I mean, give it a few days. What if they end up with Durant? Let's just see how this plays out. They didn't get Gobert. It's early in free agency. It's early in trade season, apparently, because all of hell's breaking loose. Let's see how it plays out. I'm not ready to say I'm losing anything.
They're going to be a bunch of reactions to this one move.
Right, exactly. And
there are going to be other moves now.
More Jazz dumps.
Did we find out what the Jazz got?
Yeah.
A huge return. Here's what it is. It is Malik Beasley, Patrick Beverley, Walker Kessler, who is their first-round pick this year, Jared Vanderbilt, and multiple first-round picks.
Multiple first-round picks.
The Bulls just didn't have that. The Bulls didn't have that.
That's for Gobert. Can you imagine what Durant's going to get? What the Nets are going to get for Durant?
So wait, give me the return again. Rudy Gobert has been traded, according to Woj, to Minnesota for
Malik Beasley, Patrick Beverley, their first-round pick Walker Kessler this year, Jared Vanderbilt, and multiple first-rounders.
P-Bev is not happy. Patrick Beverley.
You wonder, too, would Utah maybe cut some of these guys?
Patrick Beverley just re-up with Minnesota? And, you know, he was going around, talking a bunch on SportsCenter. He would always be a stud here. He doesn't check the box of what they need. He would fill the defensive box, a guy who can defend and give them some toughness. But he's a guy who doesn't shoot and doesn't shoot it well. And they need shooting.
They need shooters.
Yeah. So
don't worry about that.
I don't know what bringing Derek Jones. I like DJJ.
No, I went for defense.
Yeah. And he's a guy who plays multiple positions, high flyer, can block some shots. But I don't know what just bringing in the two guys, really, one guy they've brought in, and Drummond. Is going to make them much better.
No, they're not much better. They're right now, the chance of them getting better is having a full, healthy roster for the whole season.
And then where does that get you?
Right. That's not enough.
312-332-3776. The breaking news is in. Rudy Gobert is headed to Minnesota. So the Bulls out on that. Is AK looking to make other moves, or are the prices too high? Is he talking to Brooklyn? What can be going on with the Bulls, or are they just running it back? 312-332-3776. And what do you think is going to happen with Zach in his new deal? Jesse's filling in, and we've got Free Ticket Friday coming up next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000, and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Here, it cannot just be Andre Drummond. It cannot. You cannot just run it back with Vooch and everybody else. You can't.
Well, can we say Minnesota's going for it now? I mean, my God, that is a huge deal. They gave a lot.
So if you're just tuning in, Rudy Gobert got traded to Minnesota. This just happened in the last several minutes. See, Red Fred was calling in
to say he's coming to the Bulls.
That Gobert would be heading to the Bulls, and know that
according to his periodicals.
And then everyone's now saying Brian Windhorst was right, but Brian Windhorst didn't say anything in the 2 minutes. It was a fun soundbite. All Brian Windhorst needed to say is, "Hey guys, look out for a Utah fire sale," right, much like Danny Ainge did in Boston, where he got all these draft picks and ultimately ended up putting a team together that went to the NBA Finals this year.
But the funny thing is, wasn't Gobert on the trade block before all this anyway? I mean, we've been talking about Gobert for months.
Yeah, so right. Maybe at the deadline, or maybe here at the start of the offseason, draft night.
So yes, yesterday's trade was more of a surprise, I guess, than today trading Gobert. But let's see what's next. If they trade Mitchell, then it's a huge fire sale.
Chris Mannix is saying, look out for Miami for if Utah is deciding to go complete fire sale. And he was saying Tyler Hero and picks
for Donovan Mitchell
to Utah for possibly Donovan Mitchell.
Okay, good. So then you could cross Durant off in Miami, and the Bulls move up a notch maybe. Phoenix,
and then it's
Bulls?
Still, yeah, Phoenix. I don't know. I wonder what I want to know what's going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, this is interesting because how many teams could do it now? Let's say Miami does get Mitch. Just toss them out. Now it's Phoenix, Chicago. Maybe there's Atlanta or somebody you're not thinking about.
But look at everything the Timberwolves got for Rudy Gobert.
I know.
This is Kevin Durant. I know. This is a top three player in the league.
That's the thing. The Nets probably won't get full value. I don't know if any team can give them full value, but the Bulls can't come as close as others. I think that's the bottom line.
The
full haul now that's going back to Utah. We have details on the picks here.
Okay,
four picks going back to Utah in this trade. Minnesota sending a 2023, a 2025, a 2027 unprotected, and a top five protected in 2029. Not to mention, they're trading away their first round pick from this year as well.
So it's basically five first round picks?
Essentially five first round picks.
That's insane.
Most of them with almost no protection on it. There's the 2029 top five protected.
That's insane, because Minnesota's going to be good for a while.
They should be good, yeah. I mean, they got some great young players.
Yeah. But Mitchell's got to be next. I mean, you don't, right? You don't do all this.
Yeah, I don't think they're going halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to, they're not going to build. Yeah.
They unloaded their coach. They hired a first-year coach.
That's what Windhorst was trying to say, is that, yes, that they were going to go and do exactly what Ainge did with the Celtics and acquire all these first-round picks and blow
it up. That would have been like me going on Baseball Tonight last July and just be like, Baez, Bryant, be watchful of the Cubs.
Yeah.
Like, what?
You want to give away the tickets now? Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Go.
We're doing Caller 7 brought to you by Miller Lite right now. 312-332-3776. This is White Sox Tigers on July 8th, which means the Sox are guaranteed to win in this game. It's the team that they always beat.
Next Friday. Right. Yes, that's the one team they do beat.
Caller 7, you want to go to White Sox and Tigers a week from today? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, good. Today's July 1st.
Yes.
June is, I love July, but June's one of my favorite months on the calendar. Like, I love June. Love June. School's out.
Well, this June was great because the weather was, it was a good weather June.
NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Final.
But mostly because it was a good weather June. That's why I like it.
The weather's good. Longest day of the year.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, 312-332-3776. Kyle in Bourbonnais wanted to talk some Bulls. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, gentlemen. How's everything going?
We're hanging in. We're wondering what they're doing here.
Well, that's kind of the thing. That's the reason I called. Now, listen, I don't want to be a pessimist because I do like AK and I do trust him. But the problem is I don't think we're getting Durant. And then while when I was calling, it was before Gobert got traded, so now we can't get Gobert. You said it a little bit ago, Sylvie, just adding Drummond and running it back isn't really going to make us any better. My question is, if we don't get Durant, who's even out there that could even inch us a little closer?
We can't even get Patty Mills at this point. He resigned.
you were so high on Patty Mills. And then today you're like, hey, you could still go get Patty Mills. No, he resigned with Brooklyn.
I mean, talking free agents or trades, but like literally, even last year, none of us were like, oh, yay, DeMar DeRozan. He was kind of like, of the big free agents, the last one, and he worked out, thank God. But like, I don't even know. Free agent or in trade now that Gobert's gone, and I guarantee you we're not going to get Durant. Who's even out there to help us?
No one had DeMar DeRozan on the radar last year. I'm hoping it's going to be one of those moves where we're like, oh yeah, that guy makes us better. And you got to do it via trade because we knew they didn't have room for just signing guys. Sure. They had the full mid-level exception. Sure. You could divvy that up, and that's what they're doing now that they signed Drummond. But other than that, the only way you could fit bigger cap numbers under is if you make trades for the bigger.
And think about what Minnesota just did. I don't think anybody necessarily saw that coming, right, for Gobert. The Bulls can pull the same thing off. We just don't know for who.
I mean, is LaVine a legitimate sign and trade bait, possibly? Like, I figured we want to keep him and have DeRozan be more of a sacrificial lamb if we do that, but like,
I can't imagine that.
Unless it was for Durant, I suppose, but I doubt it.
Yeah, I can't imagine that, Kyle. I mean, it's interesting to see if they would do DeMar. Like, what could they do, a Patrick Williams, DeMar DeRozan trade package with others? Is that something that would interest Brooklyn at all?
Yeah, yesterday it was this Brooklyn's not going to bottom out, which, okay, well, then here's DeMar DeRozan for you if you don't want to bottom out.
Patrick Williams, Vooch, DeMar, you know. Right.
But, and now you have an okay team.
But what are you then? Like, the Bulls aren't anything with that.
Well, if you had Lonzo, Zach, and Durant, that's a good start.
Yeah, I mean, well, what about, like, the second wave of free agents? I'm just curious. I don't even know who's even out there.
Sure, sure. No,
that might even interest.
And, like, we keep mentioning, I don't know if there's a better analogy, but the shrapnel of the other big, like, Woj bombs, the other big things that happen. What are the things that sets off the chain reaction that could fall in the Bulls' lap that could be better buys?
Yeah,
312-332-3776. Let's continue.
We just kind of mentioned that. We just kind of mentioned it. If Mitchell goes to Miami, maybe the Bulls move up a notch for Durant. That's just one example.
332-3776. We'll continue to talk Bulls coming up next.